Books on Tape presents The Accident Man by Tom Kane, read by John Lee. Author's Note: The Accident Man was inspired by real events, the worldwide reaction to them, and the ongoing speculation that surrounds them. Wherever relevant, I have endeavored to respect the facts as they are known. Nevertheless, this is explicitly and unambiguously a work of fiction. I am categorically not claiming to reveal some supposedly genuine conspiracy that has somehow remained undisclosed or suppressed up to this point. An investigative journalist or police detective tries to uncover the answer to the factual question, what happened? But writing as a novelist, I have used my imagination to devise an answer to a very different, hypothetical inquiry. What if? Prelude. The night air was weighed down with heat, and the sea rippled lazily against the pebbled beach. There was a guard on the wooden jetty, but it was past 10 o'clock, with no moon in the sky. So the man with the AK-47 did not see Samuel Carver as he swam beneath the Adriatic waters, didn't hear him as he surfaced beneath the jetty, didn't detect Carver's presence just beneath his feet. Slowly, silently, Carver made his way up toward the shore, where the water was shallowest. He took off his mask, fins, and the buoyancy vest to which his breathing system was secured. He clipped the mask and flippers to D-rings on the side of the vest, then gently slipped the diving gear back into the water, letting it settle on the seabed. Carver waited till he heard the sound of the helicopter in the distance before he moved to his starting position by the foot of the ladder that led down to the sea at the deep end of